You are listening to WDIY Allentown, 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. We're heard 88.1 FM, Allentown Bethlehem, 93.9 East End Phillipsburg, 93.7 Fogelsville Trexlertown, and on the World Wide Web at WDIY.org. Well, with me in the studio today are Allentown Symphony Orchestra Maestra Diane Wittry. Along with her is Concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann and conducting fellow Jane Brown. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good morning. You have a wonderful concert coming up this weekend, Saturday evening and Sunday afternoon, for those who can't make Saturday evening. And so tell us, it's a wonderful theme with many different types of music.
Yeah, this is a concert that I'm very, very excited about, and you really need to come out and hear the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. The concert is all about classical music that's being used in film. And so we have pieces by Mendelssohn. The piece we just heard is at the opening of the concert, but we also have pieces by Bartok and by Mascagni and by Schubert. And so the first half of the concert is all pieces that were written, you know, mostly a long time ago, but that were written for concert performances and then utilized later on in a film. And the second half of the concert is all composers like Prokofiev and Shostakovich and Korngold and Walton. And those were pieces that were originally written for film as film scores, and then the composer later turned those into a concert piece. So it's going to be a wonderful concert of shorter works, a lot of variety, and a lot of melodies that you know and love.
And so, and what prompted you to actually pick this theme?
Well, you know, there is so much great music out there, and I wanted to pick music that would resonate with people, and I've been wanting to do this kind of concert for a long time, but, you know, once again, it's a little bit different than our normal classical concert because all of the pieces, we're not going to do the entire Mendelssohn Fourth Symphony. We're only going to do the first movement. And so taking the opportunity to do these sort of shorter works, creating a program that has a lot of variety and also has some slides. One of the pieces we're going to do is the Bartok, Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celeste. And a celeste instrument is sort of like a bell sounding. It's almost like a glockenspiel that's put into a piano casing, and you hit a key, and it makes that sort of bell-like sound. So this piece by Bartok is all about tone colors, and it was utilized in a movie called The Shining, which is one of the greatest horror films of all times. And it's kind of unusual that they would have been drawn to this music by Bartok, and they utilized the third movement in this piece, and it has this really sort of eerie feeling to it and utilizes a xylophone, also timpani, a lot of glissandos in the timpani where he's using a pedal and moving it up and down to create a glissando sound. And then he takes the string section and divides it into two different orchestras, and you hear this sort of echoing sound across the room.
So why don't we hear a snippet, or we'll listen to the movement that the audience will actually enjoy during the concert. This particular version, Music for Strings, Percussion, and Celeste, is performed by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Maris Jansen. So let's see what that sounds like.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to the music of Béla Bartók. In fact, it was his music for strings, percussion, and celesta. The third movement, the Adagio, performance by the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra under the direction of Maris Jensens. And that will be part of, consist of one of the selections that we will hear at the Allentown Symphony Orchestra concert tomorrow evening and Sunday afternoon. With me in the studio is Maestro Diane Wittry, as well as conducting fellow Jane Brown and concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann. And so, Diane, tell us a little more about perhaps the selection we also just heard. Any additional little tidbits?
When I'm planning a film concert, I think it's really important to have variety in the concert. And, you know, so many of the film music, you know, we have the very beautiful melodies in the background. And this Bartók piece I picked specifically because I wanted a what I call sort of a spicy piece, a piece that was a little bit different, a little bit different in character and texture, so that during the concert, each of the pieces sort of brings a different feeling to the concert. And this performance will really be a musical journey that we're going on. And I'll be talking between each of the pieces and sort of talking a little bit about the film. But the concert is really not about the films. The concert is about the music and the mood that the music helped create in the film, and sort of why the film people selected this piece of music for that moment.
And so, moving on to another one of your selections for tomorrow's concert, we have the Adagio for Strings by composer Samuel Barber. And what prompted you for that one? What mood are you trying to elicit?
Well, you know, the Barber Adagio is one of the great masterpieces of, I think, all time. It is just a piece that is so heartfelt. And this piece was made famous most recently in the film Platoon. And as we know, that those of you that have seen the film, this is about the Vietnam War. And the way the piece is used in the film is very, very moving. And we will have, you know, we're not going to show any of the films on any of them for the pieces, but we're going to set the scene for this. And I think this will be a very reflective moment, a very personal moment in the concert when we play this Barber Adagio, because it is, I think, some of the most moving music. And, you know, music is utilized when words cannot describe a feeling or emotion, and I think that this piece is one of those pieces that just goes so deep with describing that emotion and communicating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And since you mentioned that, how do you, as the conductor of the orchestra, how do you garner that emotional or grab that emotional context and elicit that from the musicians? And is there something in your style? Is there something you're asking them to perhaps visualize or what kind of how do you get that emotion? Because it's very prevalent when the symphony musicians perform, Allentown symphony musicians perform. Their interpretation is wonderful.
Yes, the orchestra members are engaged. They are there because they want to make great music. And, you know, as a conductor, you know, our job is to inspire and also to get out of the way. So particularly with the Barber, if you're too present as a conductor in that piece, then the sound becomes a little bit edgy. And to me, I want the orchestra actually listening and playing like chamber music. And so what I need to do is somehow bring them into a space so that we are all sort of in that moment together. Mm-hmm. And so it's anticipating, giving the breath before the entrances and being there to just sort of shape it, but really not, it's a very light hand in that work. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, the work, the notes will be there, but it will have an edge to it. And to me, this is a very organic piece. And so it's all about colors of sound and shaping the phrase.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you've done an excellent job with interpretation, etc., with the musicians. I anticipate this one to be just as wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
So we'll listen to the Adagio for Strings, Opus 11, composer Samuel Barber. The performance is by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. And that beautiful selection was a Samuel Barber piece, the Adagio for Strings, Opus 11, performed by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra under the direction of Maren Alsop. That came from a recording, Samuel Barber, Orchestral Works, Volume 2. And you can hear that selection tomorrow evening, 8 o'clock, Miller Symphony Hall, or Sunday, 3 o'clock, also at Miller Symphony Hall, performance by the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. With me in the studio today is Diane Whittry, maestro of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann, and conducting fellow Jane Brown. And we'll hear more from them about the upcoming concert right after this break.
For program support on WDIY, we thank the Department of Music at Moravian College. 250 years of music education offering comprehensive and personalized degree programs in music, day credit and non-credit courses, community lessons, and a 12-month concert schedule. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., 610-861-1650, or on the web at moravian.edu. For program support on WDIY, we thank Regal Insurance. Real people, real coverage. Regal Insurance, representing Range Insurance, your partner in protection. 610-258-7216 or on the web at reagleins.com. Regal Insurance, for business, for personal, for life.
And you're listening to WDIY Classics. My name is Karen Elchar, your host. The time is 10:31. I'm pleased to have with us in the studio today from the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, Maestro Diane Whittry, conducting fellow Jane Brown, and concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann. We turn to Jane Brown, conducting fellow. So tell us, what's that all about?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a very exciting opportunity. I met Diane a little over a year ago at her Conducting Gestures workshop that she did. I had been wanting to work with her for some time. I had read her book. The Beyond the Baton, and had thought to myself, boy, I wish I had this book 20 years ago. I agreed with everything in it, but there were some wonderful things in there, and came to her workshop and subsequently went to her workshop in Kiev for young conductors. And I got named as a conducting fellow and have the opportunity to basically be Diane's shadow for the week and watch her in operation with all of her staff and the Miller Concert Hall staff and the orchestra musicians, watch her rehearse the group. I'm also assisting in the media booth with the slides and the light cues and whatnot. So she needed someone back there that could read an orchestra score. So that's very flattering that she trusted me with that. it's a very exciting opportunity. I'm looking forward to the things that I'm gleaning about the operation and her leadership style and her dynamic personality and watching her interact with people, taking it back to my orchestras that I work with in Nevada, and see if I can boost our organization and our outreach ideas. And It's a wonderful opportunity. I'm very grateful for the chance to come.
Mm-hmm. We're grateful to have you.
And the weather's so nice, too. I'm enjoying that.
A little bit different, perhaps, than what you may be used to. And you did mention you have several orchestras yourself.
Yes.
You conduct.
I conduct the Reno Pops Orchestra. This is my 10th season with them.
Oh, congratulations.
We have a wonderful time. And I also recently was named as the conductor of the Ruby Mountain Symphony, which is also in Northern Nevada, more of a classically oriented symphony.
Mm-hmm. So you have the best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds, yes. Mm-hmm. And I also work quite a bit with young people in the area with honor bands, honor orchestras, adjudication, teaching, things like that, youth orchestras and things.
So then when you were in the Ukraine, for example, or you've gone around and you've done these conducting workshops, etc., abroad, what do you glean from those? How do you utilize some of the techniques or the activities that you undergo during these workshops? How do you incorporate them when you go back home into your own orchestras? Are there particular things like cultural interpretation, that kind of stuff?
Well, aside from the fact that anytime you work with a high level of musicians under a master teacher like Diane, it's very stimulating and invigorating and and inspirational. A lot of growth happens. As I look back at my videos from the 2 weeks I spent in Kyiv, I can't believe the difference between I can't even watch the videos from the first 3 days. And by the end of the second week, it's like, wow, that was pretty neat. I'm going to need to do that again so I can grow more. And of course, I bring that back to my orchestra, and my orchestra grows, which tells us that it's really the conductor's fault for anything that the orchestra is not doing correctly. But it's been fun to watch the growth of my orchestra from those experiences, and they can be more free to express and make beautiful music. But the cultural aspect is very interesting to me. No one plays Copland like Americans. Nobody plays Gershwin like Americans do.
Yeah.
Nobody plays Shostakovich, Tchaikovsky, Prokofiev like people from the Eastern European countries, and especially from the Russian culture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that our language, our spoken language, as well as our cultural context, informs the music of our country. And so when I conducted Prokofiev and Shostakovich with the Ukrainian orchestra, it was a marvelous opportunity to find out really what that music was about. So I enjoyed that very much and found it very, very informative as a conductor to participate mm-hmm. with those musicians doing their own music.
Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful. It's informative. It's stimulating. It gets you all reinvigorated when you go back home.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we wish you much more success in everything you undertake.
Thank
and
you.
Talking about invigorating, let's talk about the next piece our audience is going to hear.
Well, you know, on the program, we have a piece by Kachaturian, and you might not know this piece by the name. It's a saber dance from Gain, which was one of his operas, but I think you might recognize this piece because this piece has been used in so many different shows and commercials and over all time. It's a very, very happy, sparky, fun piece, and we're going to actually use this piece to end the first half of the concert. So let's listen to it now, the Saber Dance.
And the performance is by the Philadelphia Orchestra under the direction of Mr. Eugene Ormandy. Of course, that was the Saber Dance from the opera Gayan composer Aram Khachaturian. Performance was by the Philadelphia Orchestra under the direction of Eugene Ormandy, and that came from their recording Russian Orchestral Works. Well, tomorrow is one of the Allentown Symphony concerts over at Miller Symphony Hall, 8 o'clock p.m. You can also hear the concert, visit, see the concert, and the musicians and everyone in action on Sunday at 3 p.m. as well. One of the selections, another one of the selections that is on the docket is a beautiful, beautiful violin solo. And it's the Concerto Opus 35 in D major, composer Erich Wolfgang Korngold. And we have Symphony Concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann with us in the studio. Welcome, Eliezer.
Thank you. Great being here. Thank you so much.
And it's wonderful to have you. So tell us about how you prepare as a soloist and interpretation, your background. So tell our listening audience all about yourself.
It feels really so much of a different take when you actually sit down and play with your orchestra, and in a split second you need to stand up and play the solo. It's a mindset that needs to be completely reset. And even though I played that movement several times, performing several times before with the piano, still it's a different feel to be able to do it with an orchestra. And I'm sure it will come out very, very nicely. I did listen to several recordings. I did study it. I did read about Mr. Korngold, which it's really fascinating to see that he was much, much more a composer of classical music. And himself, I think he was really wanted to be known as not that much as a movie music composer, but he wrote operas, he wrote symphony, he wrote many other pieces, which unfortunately not that much is being played today, though his concerto is being performed quite often. Growing up in Israel, some of you might know that life in Israel is a little bit uptight. And
Unfortunately,
and, you know, needed to serve in the army for 3 years. So things were, you know, with the violin, I couldn't follow it that carefully for a certain amount of time. And later on, as my parents wanted me to be an engineer, I ended up graduating the Technion Institute with an engineering degree. But even then, I played and studied violin. And you know, you never know how life is going to be turning around. I did love that instrument so much. And I ended up coming here to study the masters with Associate Concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Mr. David Arben, for 4 years. And that was really a great eye-opening for me, and I ended up, my wife came here also to study her PhD in linguistics, so life, you know, changed, and we ended up staying here, and we love it.
And in addition to performing with the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, to continue your love in performance, etc., you perform with several other regional organizations. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I do perform with the Delaware Symphony, with the Reading Symphony, with the Kennett Symphony of Chester County, which keeps me pretty busy. And in addition to that, I have a string quartet, the Copeland String Quartet, which we are performing quite extensively. And teaching and a little bit conducting. I have my own youth orchestra in Dover, Delaware, which we are called First State Youth Orchestra. Mm-hmm. It's a small, but, you know, we're looking forward to build up. But it's really, it's almost called the jewel of youth orchestra in that particular area in southern Delaware.
Well, congratulations in all these endeavors, and I'm sure you'll be extremely successful with every one of them. And on the program then, for the Symphony Orchestra program this weekend, Allentown Symphony Orchestra program, we are pleased that we're going to hear one of the Korngold pieces, the Concerto Opus 35 in D major. And Diane, can you tell us a little bit more, perhaps?
Yes, this Korngold Concerto was actually written for Heifetz. But Korngold, because at that time period, he was writing a lot of film music. He wrote the film score for Robin Hood and many famous films. But he took, for this violin concerto, he took melodies, his favorite love melodies from a variety of films and utilized them. So every single movement of this concerto has a film melody in it. The second movement uses the melody from the film Anthony Adverse, which was a Warner Brothers film that came out in 1936. And two of the things about this film was actually the longest film that they had ever filmed at that time, and I think also one of the most expensive, because they were actually shooting in location in a lot of different places. But really, one of the reasons I put this on there was because it's absolutely beautiful melodies and beautiful music, and I knew that Eliezer would play it really great and that we would really enjoy this.
I'm sure it'll be wonderful. We do, by chance, happen to have a recording of Yascha Heifetz performing the violin solo, and he's accompanied by the Los Angeles Philharmonic under the direction of Alfred Wallenstein. And so here is the Romance movement from the Concerto Opus 35 in D major. And of course, that was the wonderful Yasha Heifetz, violin solo, performing with the Los Angeles Philharmonic in Korngold's Concerto Opus 35 in D Major, the Romance Movement. And you can hear that tomorrow and Sunday in a performance by the Allentown Symphony Orchestra at Miller Symphony Hall in Allentown. And the performance of that particular solo will be by Concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann. We have in our studio Maestro Diane Wittry with the conductor of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra. And we'll move on to another selection we're going to hear over this weekend, a piece entitled Gabriel's Oboe.
Well, this piece is from a movie called The Mission, and it's by Ennio Morricone. And Morricone was probably most famous for his spaghetti western scores. But he also wrote a lot of classical music, and this piece particularly has moved over onto the classical concert stage, I think mostly because Yo-Yo Ma has this fabulous recording out where he is playing the melody from the Gabriel's Oboe selection from The Mission, but he also does a lot of cello improvisation on top of it. And it's just absolutely beautiful, moving music, and I thought fits so well within this film score program.
And we do happen to have a recording of Yo-Yo Ma performing this particular selection with the Roma Sinfonietta Orchestra under the direction of the composer himself. So we'll hear a bit of that and stay tuned. Was Gabriel's Oboe, performance by Yo-Yo Ma, cello, accompanied by the Roma Sinfonietta Orchestra, under the direction of Ennio Morricone. And that came from his recording, Yo-Yo Ma Plays. With me in the studio has been Maestra Diane Whitry from the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, conducting fellow Jane Brown, and Concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann. And they have a performance tomorrow at Miller Symphony Hall, 8 p.m. in Allentown, as well as Sunday at 3 p.m., also Miller Symphony Hall. And if you'd like tickets, you can get ticket information either on their website, allentownsymphony.org. And Diane, what else would you like to impart? Additional selections?
Well, I wanted to make sure everybody knew that ending the concert, we're ending the concert with Prokofiev's Alexander Nevsky. Just a few selections from the film, which he later made into a cantata. But we're going to be featuring with that work the Parkland Chorale with the director Frank Antonia and the Lehigh Valley Charter High School for the Arts Chorus with David Macbeth as director. And these young people will be joining us for the finale of the concert. And it really is a bring down the house finale. So you want to come out to support them also. It's wonderful when we can involve young people in the Valley with the Allentown Symphony in the performance.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great educational tool for them as well.
Oh, yeah. And I've already been out to work with them, and they're very, very excited about it. They get to sing in Russian. You know, how often do you get to sing in Russian? And it's a big battle piece, and so it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And then at 12 o'clock noon, just in 1 hour today, if you're free for lunch, come join us down at Miller Symphony Hall. Eliezer Gutmann will be there. I will be there. Jane Brown will be there. And we'll be talking more in depth about the concert. We may show you some of the slides that are going to be shown. We're also having some lighting with this concert. This is our Meet the Artist Brown Bag Talk, and just come as you are. It's a 1 hour talk from 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. And then we talked earlier, you know, when we were talking about Eliezer, and, you know, he was giving us some of his background. One of our goals this year is to create stronger relationships between the orchestra members and the broader community. And so we're actually have a program now of chair sponsors. So if you're interested in sponsoring a chair in the orchestra, one of our musicians, it could be an instrument you played or maybe one of your parents played and you want to do it in memory of someone. We will have a couple dinners during the year for that. And if you would like more information on that program, just call the symphony office and say you're interested in the orchestra chair sponsorship program, and the number is 610-432-6715. And you can also find that number on our website. It's our goal to actually have every single member of the orchestra sponsored. And the chairs are going fast, so if you have a favorite instrument, you want to call quickly because many of those popular instruments are already gone.
Excellent.
Yes, we're excited.
Absolutely. Wonderful program. Well, I wish you all the best for your concert performances this weekend. I'd also like to thank Maestra Diane Whitry of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Fellow Jane Brown.
Thanks.
And wonderful concertmaster Eliezer Gutmann.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us in the studio.